You've got a website. You're putting in the work, right?
Yeah.
But is Google seeing everything you want it to? Today on The Deep Dive, we're laser-focused on a simple but, well, pretty powerful tool to make sure it does. Your sitemap for Google.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like giving Google the ultimate backstage pass to all your website's content.
Exactly. It's like, imagine having this fantastic hidden room in your house, but you never actually tell your guests it's there.
Right. They'd never find it.
That's kind of what happens with unlinked pages on your website. A sitemap.xml file, it acts as a comprehensive directory. It guides those search engine crawlers to every single corner, making sure nothing gets missed and those pages can really, you know, appear in search results. Our mission today is basically to give everyone a clear, actionable understanding of how to build one effectively.
Okay, so step one sounds straightforward, but you're saying it's crucial.
Yeah.
You need a complete list of every single page on your site, along with its specific URL. I mean, are we talking absolutely everything?
Yes, absolutely everything. Think of it like taking attendance in a class. You need to know everyone who's supposed to be there.
Okay.
This list, it's the bedrock of your sitemap. If a page isn't on your list, Google might just skip right over it, might not find it.
Right. Got it. Master list first. Then, step two is about assigning a priority ranking. Now, how do we decide what gets, like, a higher score? What does that even mean?
Well, what's fascinating here is you're essentially telling Google which of your pages you think are most important. You assign a value between 0 and 1.
0 and 1. Okay.
Yeah. Think of Google's crawl budget, the time and resources it allocates to crawling your site, as limited.
Right. They can't spend forever on one site.
Exactly. So by prioritizing your key pages, maybe your home page, your main service pages, with a higher score, closer to 1, you're telling Google, hey, look here first.
Makes sense. Spend the energy where it counts most.
Precisely. It helps ensure your most important content gets indexed quickly. So yeah, homepage, key product pages,
right,
probably closer to 1. Less crucial stuff, maybe lower down.
That makes a lot of sense. Focus on the important stuff first. Okay, step 3 involves noting the last updated date for each page. Why is that a key piece of info for Google?
Well, if we think about how search engines work, freshness is a pretty significant factor, right?
True. Nobody wants outdated info.
Exactly. So by indicating when a page was last updated, you're signaling to Google which content is current, which is relevant. This can actually influence how often they decide to come back and check that page for changes.
Okay, so freshness counts, keeps Google coming back. Then we move on to step 4, assigning an update frequency. How often do we tell Google we expect a particular page to change? Like daily?
Weekly.
This brings up an important question for you as the website owner. How dynamic is your content, really? For a blog where you're posting daily, well, daily is pretty clear.
Yeah.
But maybe you have a product page that only gets updated, say, quarterly with new pricing or features. In that case, maybe a monthly frequency might be more accurate. It tells Google, check back reasonably often, but not necessarily every day. Gotcha. Match it to reality. So we've got our list, priorities, the update dates, and the frequencies. Mm-hmm. How do we actually create this sitemap file, the actual, like, XML thing?
Right. This is where technology can really step in and make things easier. If you're using a content management system, think WordPress, Shopify, things like that, the good news is there are almost certainly sitemap generator plugins available.
Nice.
These tools can automate a lot of the heavy lifting, creating that XML file that search engines understand. What stands out to you about that?
Oh, plugins sound like a huge time saver. Definitely beats doing it manually. But what if someone has a custom-built website without those easy options?
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's where seeking professional help becomes a smart investment. Engaging a web design firm, especially one that really gets SEO, can make sure your sitemap is correctly formatted, it's complete, and it gets submitted properly to search engines. You know, Chris Bradley, co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing, they've been doing this profitably for a long time. He really emphasizes getting these foundational elements right. His background in sales and marketing just underlines why being discoverable online is so crucial.
So, yeah, a sitemap isn't just some checklist item. It's
right.
Directly tied to getting your website seen. Makes total sense.
Okay,
so to quickly recap the core steps. 1, list all your pages and URLs.
Yep.
2, assign that priority ranking, 0 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
3, note the last updated date. And 4, indicate the update frequency.
And by taking these, you know, seemingly simple steps, you're essentially rolling out the welcome mat for search engines. You're ensuring they can efficiently find and index all that valuable content you've spent time creating.
Absolutely. I mean, considering all the effort that goes into building a website, creating content, isn't it absolutely vital to make sure it can actually be found? It makes you wonder, though, what other foundational elements of your online presence deserve this same level of proactive attention? That's something to really think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.